So James must speak to the community about the infighting that is going on between them. And basically makes the point, the opportunity, to speak of the lack of the conversion of their heart. To be adulterers in the sense of saying that you are all for God and yet you are a lover of the world. It is a great passage to catapult us into Lent, don't you think? I wish I could say I was excited for Lent, but it is not so. God does such a great and incredible job of choosing my penances that every Lent has been challenging since the beginning. Sin, my brothers and sisters, it easily puts sin as the cause for division in the community. It is not something's wrong with the church, something's wrong with Jesus, something's wrong with the Holy Spirit. It is sin. An inordinate attraction, a clinging to the things of this world. And James invites the community to repent so that the infighting and the division that exists amongst them might be resolved, because God desires for them to be one. He desires for us to be brothers and sisters. Gospel text today, Jesus walking with his disciples. They're silenced because they don't understand. Then Jesus asking the question, once they get into the house, what were you arguing about on the way? He takes the opportunity, again, they're silent, not because they don't understand his question, because they are ashamed. They are embarrassed. Jesus takes the opportunity to pull the 12 aside. Says that it was all the disciples. He pulls the apostles, the ones that he has set apart, the one he has called into special, into the deeper circle of understanding, of friendship. And he takes the opportunity to let them know that they are chosen for a singular task, and that is to serve. That their following of him is not so that they can be served, but to serve. He uses the example of a child. He does a prophetic gesture. He wraps his arms around the child. It's interesting because even the gospel writer uses the word it. Around it. It reveals the insignificance of a child in Jesus' time. Jesus wraps his arms around it. And he makes the bold proclamation that he and the child are one. And not only he and the child, but the one who sent me is here. There is nothing about the kingdom of heaven about sitting on our butt and getting served. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. The body of Christ, the church, the bride of Christ that has become one flesh, one spirit with him, is to serve. We are to be at service for those most in need. And so basically he just cuts through their argument, their worldly attachment, and makes it very clear what they must be about. So, my brothers and sisters, to be one with Jesus invites us to make a gift of ourselves. To be insignificant in the eyes of the world. Because ultimately, what does the world matter? The world is fickle. One moment you are loved and a hero, and the next moment you are a wretch and a scoundrel. Cling to Jesus and be about the kingdom of God. Amen.